Thank you, beautiful. Did you fall from heaven, or are you angel? Okay, never mind, I love you.
That's a good try.
Captivating shit for a guy who needs his brain tickled like me.
Yeah.
That dude is a brain tickler. And he's also like
certified brain tickler.
Totally my speed too, because I grew up fairly religious. I grew up pretty religious. And so
compared to where I grew up, you grew up in a like you're cut of the cloth of Bible.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You're made of Bible paper.
Because you're brought up in the hedonistic Sodomites everywhere.
George Bush called us liberal hot tubbers.
Is that, are you for real?
Yeah, like in public news.
Oh, that's a
bunch of liberal hot tubbers up there in Northern California.
Hot tubbers.
Liberal hot tubbers.
Up in NorCal.
Oh my God.
That's pretty accurate. I mean,
oh, Reza Aslan, he ate cooked human brain?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chill.
Cool.
All for cinema.
Jesus.
Did he enjoy it? I mean, I guess it probably tastes like what brain tastes like. I don't.
Right. Like cotton candy.
Well, that episode was about
maple bars.
That episode was about this tribe of Hindu kind of like not like extremists, because
right.
I mean, it's not like that, but it's kind of like a Hindu extremism called Aghori. Or they're called Aghoris. Mm. And their whole thing is like the praise of the dead. So I'm not gonna plot blow it.
We'll just watch.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, it's well worth a watch. It's really, really fucking
good.
Holy
shit. Oh, this episode in particular sounds pretty cool. I should check it out.
Yeah, that one's pretty intense. I mean, it's that one's like not for the squeamish, but not in like, you got to be really fucking squeamish to be weirded out by that show.
Yeah. Oh wow. That's cool.
I watched one on Scientology last night, which is quite good.
I know
everybody in the world has done some sort of documentary thing about Scientology, but his what he does is really good, because he takes the religion seriously.
Uh-huh.
Or with Scientology specifically, he like takes it seriously. He doesn't go in immediately being like, these fucking Looney Tunes over here creating a religion out of a science fiction author, fucking dumb, right?
Yeah.
Which is, I think most of them kind of go into it a little bit like that, even if not on purpose. He kind of goes in like, this is a religion. What's different than all the other religions? I mean, it's just newer, right? And then talks about this religious reformation that's happening. I mean, I'm sorry, this Scientology reformation, which is really interesting, because there's all these Scientologists have been like excommunicated from the church or something, and they're still practicing Scientologists. They're just doing it in their own way outside of Scientology, which is really nice.
Nice.
It's very good. It's a very good show.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
God.
I know. We should probably talk about what we're actually talking about today.
Yeah,
right?
it's a religion. Almost.
We could probably start a Reddit religion.
Oh yeah.
A Reddit. Oh yeah, I bet we could.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we could. I don't know if
we could find a way to do that.
I'm involved in the clergy at all, but I definitely would get molested by a clergyman.
Yeah, in the Reddit one. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That I think Reddit is a that would be a place where the clergyman.
Yeah, I'd probably get doxxed.
Yeah, you would. Doxing would be like communion, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
It'd be like a central part of the. The religious offering.
That's kind
of
cool. Though.
Have
Never
a
mind.
Handful of old spaghetti.
Yeah.
Get in a line and we'll dox you one by one. Tell everybody where you live and your bank account numbers.
And then your sins will be forgiven.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind
of
cool.
That's actually a really cool cult to start, because if you convince a bunch of dumb people that doxing them is like bringing them closer to God.
Right.
You have all their information and you can totally market to them.
Who's God in the Reddit
kind of
world?
Like, oh, maybe that little alien guy.
Oh.
I don't know. But maybe Ellen Powell.
Ellen Powell. Ellen Powell.
What
happened to her? She got excommunicated from the church on Reddit.
Yeah. She's probably living like in a cave somewhere.
The Reddit's doing individual user pages now.
That's like, what I've heard.
Like Facebook.
Oh, I don't. That's dumb.
I really disagree with it.
Me too.
I really, really disagree with it. If that, I'm sure it's going to be like a beta test, and that they're going to learn. It's not a good idea. Yeah. Ultimately.
So that means you'll have a picture and like an about history and like a little like landing page.
I feel like that's what
I like. How fucking Craigslist seedy it is.
I know.
I wonder if they're just going to be doing that for the major kind of influencer types. And if people, I mean, we are kind of in this age now with the internet where a lot of people will just create alter egos to represent them.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, like most of the meme kind of meme generator, popular social media accounts, you don't really know who they are unless they come out really publicly. Like the fuck Jerry's of the world. Right. I think people know who that guy is now, but like, it also isn't pertinent to him as a like, he keeps them separated pretty well, right? So maybe that's what they're going for. Anyway,
seems like the perfect model business. Like, why why make it more or less of? Just sort of like maintain it like Craigslist.
I mean, unfortunately, it's probably that's exactly why, is because it's actually not the perfect business. Because I don't think they know how to generate money, since there's like,
you only need 16 people that work there, and if they make like $1 billion off of their gold, like, I just don't know what they need more people. Like, they're probably taking investment money on, and now they have to do something with it. It's kind of their fault, dude. What does this shit cost? Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think they're probably trying to appeal to advertisers, honestly. Like, they're trying to find a way. They're trying to, like,
they have Reddit Gold. That's better than money.
I know.
Yeah.
That's better than money.
That's access to private
chat. Hello. And better randoms.
Better,
way better randoms.
Man, what else do you need?
I am proof.
Show a little gratitude, people. Just be happy with what you have.
Be happy with what you have. All right. Well, I should have jumped in when we were talking about Alan Powell. That would have been a perfect segue into we're talking about today. But
yeah, well, kind of.
What a bitch.
What a horrible woman.
Yeah. A woman being the operative word. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast where we talk about the internet by way of Reddit. We pick a different subreddit every week, and then we dig in deep, try to understand it in real time. Sometimes we'll do research before, sometimes we don't. My name is It's Your Dad.
Oh, I'm Dog Boobs.
And it's my free day. Hanging down third base over here.
Dog Boobs did a whole bunch of crystal meth before she came.
I know.
You're like really high energy.
I'm sorry. It's because I've had such like a weird morning that I feel like I've been awake for longer than I have.
Oh, yeah.
And you
did crystal meth.
Dog puke and shit like
right.
that.
Crystal meth must be pretty dope.
People say it's awesome.
It has to be.
People say, you don't really hear this as much with heroin, because I feel like heroin is just like, you don't come back from quite as easily.
Yeah.
But
I think, yeah.
You hear this a lot with people that will do crystal meth, because crystal meth is a little bit of like, it seems like there's a little bit more of a entry level. Like, if you're like a trashy dude who has access to like Sudafed, your like buddy probably has tried to make crystal meth or something, right?
Yeah, you're right. It's probably cheaper, I would guess.
Yeah, it's cheaper. You can kind of make it at home or whatever. So I've heard people that are like, have like tried crystal meth on accident, or like they didn't realize what it was or something.
But they couldn't afford blow.
Right, yeah. and then you're like, oh, cool, how was it? And they were like, awesome.
Yeah.
I
was up for 2 days.
Too awesome.
God.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Just like picked oranges.
Yeah. You picked oranges.
Sick.
Woke
it
up
was
in
amazing.
An orange grove. Yeah.
That sounds so
on
nice.
A bed of oranges.
Nice.
Nice. Anyway, nice. So the topic we're talking about today, it doesn't really align with any specific. Sometimes we'll pick a current event of the times.
This seems like a timely topic.
Yeah, I mean, there's been the Women's March, rise in feminist movement again.
Yeah, the women are on the rise, and the men are being beaten down. So this is almost like a reaction to that.
Maybe.
A little bit.
I guess. I don't know.
Like, it's been around. It started before that, but like, that's basically what it is. It's
right.
Like, it's like, feminism is bullshit, and we need to focus on how like feminism is at the expense of men's rights.
Right. So that thing we're talking about is the red pill. Right?
Yes.
Red pill.
/ /R / The red pill.
The red pill.
And so this is unfortunately a very, very popular subreddit on Reddit. Do you want to?
Because it tells dudes
numbers?
How to get laid.
That's true. So it's the red pill. It's a discussion of sexual strategy in a culture increasingly lacking a positive identity for men. So that doesn't seem all bad when you read it like that. And some people, you read their post and you're like, you know what? Like, I actually am seeing a different perspective here, you know? Because, like, I mean, we'll get into some of the posts, but...
So really, really quickly, statistically, too, this one is 195,594 unplugged.
Jesus.
And 763 swallowing the red pill right
Jeez.
Now.
I mean, I think that's kind of assuming something because I'm not necessarily swallowing the red pill.
Right. I mean, it's a really popular one.
It is. Right. It's like, it's kind of a place for men to get together and be like, either on the really gross, horrible end of things, like, you know, like this one, 1,000 migrants in Germany sexually assault and rape women. Feminists actively try to cover it up. And you're like, oh.
Wait, what? Who read who?
Like, something about migrants, like
Which
Muslim
kind of...
migrants in Germany are sexually assaulting and raping women, but feminists are trying to cover it up.
Why?
Let's find out.
Yeah, well, wait, I don't know why.
I don't understand that.
Too long, didn't read. See title.
Is that really what it says? Oh,
yes.
What a
fucking Okay, this
nerd.
Is really
My theory is that, like, the liberal feminists are, like, sacrificing themselves for the immigrants' cause, like they don't want the immigrants to look worse or something. Is that
maybe? Yeah,
crazy?
I think that's what they're insinuating. Like,
right?
Like leftist feminists, like trying
we'll
to
take,
cover up assaults.
We'll take assault, just
right.
let the immigrants in.
Yeah.
Huh.
Kind of. That's what. Yeah. It seems like
ballsy.
I don't know. I think there
seems like some horse trading
start to
going
equate,
on
like,
there.
A feminist attitude trading. To like super liberal, like
super liberalism, right?
Yeah, and it's like let's get back to basics. Like,
right?
Men are. Men and right. they're the strongest ones, and like we
right.
should be proud of that. And like, basically, women are just for sex.
Well, I mean, so
yeah. Well, hold on.
I mean, this is so. I mean, this one is. I think we probably should do a little due service on this one and kind of try to untangle the complications of it because this one is. There's a whole genre of subreddits. On the internet and a whole really a corner of the internet that's kind of dedicated to shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's another, I mean, there's so many of these. There's one called Pussy Pass Denied. That's another subreddit
mm-hmm.
on
cool.
this. There's SJW Hate, right?
Aww.
Which kind of falls in this category.
Yeah.
SJW is Social Justice Warrior. So, the Donald, of course. I think
yeah.
you get a lot
yeah,
of this
is
kind
like
of
a
shit.
Spectrum.
So I think the red pill is we should probably explain what the red pill means too, because
yeah.
that almost makes that
it
kind of
even, like,
well, it gives a better characterization of the people because
yep.
it's a fucking nerdy reference.
Yes,
so
it
these
is.
Are like nerdy dudes,
neckbeard
right?
Neckbeard dudes,
right?
So the name derives from a scene in the 1999 film The Matrix.
Right.
In which Lawrence Fishburne offers Keanu Reeves a choice. You take the blue pill, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe, aka like the feminist state of things, like whatever.
Right.
Or
right.
you take the red pill and you stay in Wonderland and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes, aka men's rights movement.
Right.
So it's like you're
so,
taking the red pill. You're like, I'm
right.
going to wake up from this bullshit we've been fed.
Yeah,
where,
I mean, this is like a counterculture gender movement.
Yeah,
right? That is the way they kind of brand themselves. But I think like most of these things,
yeah.
like the Donald.
I don't think
instance,
the Matrix was. That's not what they were talking about.
Well, that was. They,
I don't.
They
think,
use that as a jumping off point.
It's a jumping off point.
That,
so the Matrix
right?
was saying like, don't accept life as it is. There's more going on. If you take the red pill, I'll
right,
show
right.
you. Now the what
right.
more going on in the Matrix is, robots control the world.
Fuck.
And you're a fucking
right,
battery.
Right.
In this one,
but in this one,
women
it's women control.
Control.
Women basically are the robots in the Matrix.
Yeah. Right, right.
And we're being controlled by like the liberal media and women
yeah.
and women's rights. And like
right.
you're now just like a man battery that's like tasked to build things for everybody. Just keep building bridges and let us beat you down.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to set you free if you take this red pill. So take it. And so guys are like, I want to be fucking free, dude.
I want to be a real man.
I don't want to just be like a slave anymore. Yeah. And so anyway, let's shit on women.
Yeah. And
well,
I
think that's
it,
that's like the philosophy.
It's kind of interesting too, because some of it, like, you get those people that are like, why is it illegal to rape someone? If you're stronger and can take it, like,
right?
Why don't you just take it?
Animal kingdom, bro.
Animal kingdom.
Right. Survival of the fittest.
Exactly.
You can't fight yourself off. You don't deserve to be alive.
Right.
And then you've got like,
I don't actually believe
really
that.
Helpful stuff. Right. Like, this one is really interesting, and I feel like it's actually like a positive side of this.
Totally.
It's like, so you're a boring fuck. How to become interesting in 3 easy steps. So it's like, this one is like,
right,
the red pill is not just about coming here and complaining about shit. You need to like, right, better yourself as a man, become interesting. You can't expect women to just be okay, let's, right, do it. It's like, there are certain things you have to do to get that.
Right.
Which, that's like, to me, kind of the biggest shortcoming of this thing, is just that the end goal is kind of sex. Like,
that's what I find so interesting about this, right? If you look on the right hand column, there's a bunch of additional reading and kind of some theory and whatever, right? So you have, oh, and there's also red pill women.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of women who subscribe to it too.
Interesting. And I think, you know, because I think this is part of the reason I'm glad we're doing this sub, is because this is in some capacity indicative of the whole cultural movement we're in right now, right? I mean, kind of hence our president and a lot of kind of the Alex Jones types and the people that really subscribe to that kind of stuff, where there is, like, I think to a lot of people in this sub, the standardized, the standard theories and ideas and dogmas that are, they've been fed for a while, have just not been working in their favor, right? Which makes sense, because a lot of them, I think a lot of what you see here are these, like, a lot of white dudes particularly, right?
Yeah.
And, you know,
probably
it's Reddit.
It's Reddit, but it's also like this particular topic is very much about white dudes, because while obviously, like, we are at a time where we're kind of in this mass social awareness of inequality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for in the case of these white underprivileged guys. And I don't mean underprivileged like monetarily, economically, racially. I mean, in a lot of these guys' minds, they are what you might call beta males, right? And that's a phrase that you see brought on a lot in these kind of circles. Yeah. And a beta male is basically, it's kind of that neckbeardy guy, right? That mouth breather who, like, isn't the fucking high school superstar jock, or like,
he's the one that's like, I've been nice to her for 4 years and she still hasn't put out. What a bitch.
Right. It's like that, or even like more likely, it's like the guy who just like isn't good at talking to girls, or is like incredibly fucking normal and like boring or completely average.
Yeah. They're the ones that complain about the friend zone.
Right. And haven't established a personality. And I think the male, the typical male, who is maybe from like Alabama or from Ohio or wherever, like the kind of guys who
don't judge,
right? Don't judge. But they, I think a lot of these dudes are very subject to the perpetual competitive nature of like modern male society, right? Like, everything is about fucking sports, and you gotta dominate everything, and you always have to win. And these are, a lot of these guys are just not, are not really set out to do those things, right?
Yeah.
So they end up being in this situation. I think a lot of the things you see brought up are these people who are like, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of not feeling like I have a place to fit in this world, right? So they end up blaming a lot of the movements, right? They end up blaming things like feminism, right?
On the reason why they can't get ahead within like a group or...
Right, or like they can't get women, or they like feel like there's hostility in their direction, right? Or, you know, and then you'll see some of these guys have this very draconian kind of this like Darwinian view on the world, where they go, men are stronger and men are made a certain way. Like, we used to be hunters and gatherers where we would just take what we wanted. Like, because I don't get anything I want, I miss those good old days, right? Yeah. Because they just feel like undervalued, underprivileged, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I think those are the people here that kind of dominate this space, and that's, I think, why these kinds of subs exist. That doesn't, I mean, I think that is a narrow and corrupted view of how the world works, unfortunately. But that's kind of why the community exists, is for people like that to get around a campfire and be like,
and you could,
you know, we all are like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that what every sub is kind of about too? And in some it is, way, yeah. It's like, look, we don't fit in. We don't think we fit in.
Right.
So we're going to make a smaller little tribe and we're going to fit in here together. And yeah, you're right. Like, this seems like a group of guys that are, they're doing everything right, but life isn't working out, right?
Totally.
And so, like,
totally.
What's the disconnect?
Right.
And the disconnect is they can't have an original thought and sit and talk to somebody. So, like, babes don't want to F them.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're like, totally. I'm going to go to Reddit and find the rule book,
find
like
out
the secret rule book.
Right.
And the idea that there is a secret rule book is called The Game, that book, The Game by Neil Strauss.
Right.
And this feels like derivative of that, too. Where it's like,
it does, yeah.
If I just read this book, I'm gonna have that answer where if I say these three words consecutively, girls take their clothes off.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah. I mean, this
is that I know the words. If you subscribe to my website,
I mean, this is a very sexually charged subreddit, obviously.
Yeah,
because everybody at their core, like, wants to have a sexual life,
right?
And
right.
A lot of people don't know how to do that. So
totally,
it's like there's so many ways you can build communities out of this.
Totally.
That's why you see all these communities on the side. There's so many related links. Like, it's such a ripe area to mine for
people. And when you
people.
Think about it, like, I think back to like the 50s when, like, people pretty much know each other for 3 weeks, and the guy proposes, and it's like, sure, and like they are married for 70 years. So, like, it is a lot different now, and I think it is because of feminism in a good way, that women don't just feel like they just go along with everything. Like, they can do whatever they want, really, like, just like men can. But I think that definitely causes some resentment and maybe, you know, resentment that it's not as easy anymore.
Well, that's I think that's the key. I think the resentment and I think the changing society is what these guys are pushing up against, right? So I think what is happening is, I mean, this is what's tough about these kinds of subs is, like, they bring up a lot of points that I think you look at and you go, that is valid. That's worth of a discussion. That makes sense. But then it spirals into this disgusting place, right? Where you go, okay, cool. So this is, we live in a changing society and we used to have a very firm view of the kind of nuclear family, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
That world has changed, right? We live in a time where, like, the women can be the breadwinners or whatever. And I think a lot of these guys here, I think, actually, Frida, you said something on last, well, I don't think you said it on the air, but you said something really
interesting. Was it super smart and hella funny?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that was exactly what it was.
it was like,
yeah. You made a fart sound last pod that was really smart.
It was a highlight
actually.
Last week.
I was practicing.
You said, so you're a TV writer, and you said that it's not a good time to be a white dude writing TV, right?
Yeah, I guess according to people, but that's like the white man's excuse, right? Like every white writer says that when they're not working. They're like, yeah, it's, you know, times are tough out there right now for a white man. And it's like you're padding an excuse.
But that's all. I mean, it's an interesting thing that would even be an excuse that you could use, right? Because that's I think, the core of where these kinds of subs come from, is that they go, hold on a second. There's been some inverse discrimination, even if it's not necessarily... Like, it's not discrimination where you're just like, we can't have any you kind over here. More like, we need all the other kind, so sorry there's not a place for your kind.
It's like, in the past, your pool of competition was other white guys, so we're like...
Yeah, it's still 97% like white men, and it used to be 98%.
Yeah.
So like it shifted maybe a little bit.
Now it's like there are new voices.
But it's not enough. It's not like, it's not 50%. It's like...
No. But I think but that idea, though, is where... A lot of these young guys, a lot of these are like young dudes, right? What? Who are getting into something and feeling like they've never experienced the 98%.
Well, look, like,
right? They've only experienced the, hey, sorry, we need diversity.
Yeah. Right? And when you give people like a victimization story to tell about themselves, they'll be like, that's why my shit's not working out. Yeah. And it's because you've provided with me this story. Like, the TV writer thing is a good example. It's like, why am I not getting jobs? Oh, it's not my fault. It's the industry. It's something I can't control.
Exactly.
I'm good. No, it's probably your fault in some way, right? But people don't want to admit that. And it's the same with the reason why you're not meeting girls or getting laid or getting jobs or whatever you want to use as like your victimization thing. Like, that's what's dangerous about this shit too. Is like,
it's very dangerous.
You become
a
victim.
Super dangerous, right?
Instead of being proactive and like taking charge.
But
and it's there's a diff. I don't know.
Here's my take on it. I think that, it's almost like you can't define any movement by like its worst people. Unfortunately, it's like the worst people are the ones that give the other side the ammo.
Right.
Same thing with like why some of these guys hate feminism is because there are some feminists out there that are like, men are all rapists. They're all looking to hurt everybody. Like, well, and they're like, fuck that. But these guys too,
men
you look
cool,
at some
okay.
of them and men are cool. And some of them are like, I think negging is awesome, and you have one life. Why do women get to decide how you interact with them? Like, what's better than sticking your dick in a loose bucket slut vagina?
Right.
Emotional manipulation. There's a certain pride you get from knowing that you can dictate a person's reality just by speaking to them. So that's like the lowest of the low part. That's like,
wait, that
upsetting.
Guy said that?
Yeah, that's a guy.
That's fucking insane.
But
because I feel like most guys want the loose bucket pussy.
Right?
I think so.
Great.
I don't think most guys like want to be like emotionally manipulative.
Yeah.
That sounds like something.
But then you got this other end of it where I'm picturing in my head when I was reading this, it's like those are the little snot-nosed little bitches with like the nose rings or the eyebrow rings. And this guy's more like maybe the guy from those Old Spice ads. And he's like, so you're a boring fuck. Like, how do you become interesting? And he's like, men and women are very different, but one thing we have in common is that most of us are terrible. 90% of women are basic bitches who love Netflix, wine, shopping, and naps. But we forget that 90% of men are fuckboys who have no vision beyond video games, sports, smoking weed, and trying to keep their dicks slick.
Yeah, you need each other. They're perfect for each other.
So this guy's advice isn't like, neg, or,
you
know, you should be in charge. It's like, get a hobby. It's like... Right. You're not interesting. So why don't you get a tangible hobby?
Good
playing
example.
Video games. That's not getting a hobby.
I was watching Viking Swords last night.
And like getting into swords.
This guy like knew everything about swords. And I was like, he had this huge neck beard.
Right.
And he like lived in a barn.
Yeah.
But he was really fascinating because he was really good at one thing. And I was like, this guy probably gets laid. Like, because he knows he's like passionate about a thing and he's like the best in the world at that thing.
You get to hear like expertise about swords.
And then he goes and builds his kick-ass sword and you're like, that's pretty fucking cool, man.
It's
like,
so cool.
Right.
Let's get a lamp shank and talk about it.
Fuck. There's also just like, you know.
Just get into something.
Get into something cool. And this guy's like, it
doesn't
can
be have
physical,
to be...
creative, and mental.
Right,
like, he's like, do a physical activity. Like, don't be like, lift more. Like, maybe like take up rock climbing, boxing, cycling. For creative, it's like, learn how to draw or spend some time painting, making music, you know, singing.
Right.
Just because like people think artistic ability is something that you're born with. A lot of people don't dip into it. And it's like,
you should.
Like, you should have a creative hobby. And then like the mental hobbies, you should. I mean, you got physical, strengthens your body, creative will refine your aesthetic, but you need to challenge your mind too. He says it creates the complete trinity. But I think this is advice for men and women.
Right. Yeah, totally.
There are some savvy men on here, it sounds like.
Yes,
right?
I think there are. And like I found, honestly, like I looked a lot at the top of all times.
Right.
And there are some really like nasty ones for sure. But I found a lot of actually like level-headed, not hateful, like really interesting ones.
I think we're all in a bubble, the three of us, and maybe even me and Ben too. Like I think there's a set of rules guys follow. I don't know where they come from, but it's sort of like, don't share how you feel. Don't let on weakness. You have to win at all costs. And like,
right.
I've never ever been like that. I've always been like, yeah, like this is what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And I think not because I'm like being emotional, it's just because I can't shut up. I talk too much. But and I think Ben, you kind of, or sorry, that's not your name. Your name's,
no, my name. Who's Ben?
It's your dad. It's your dad. Is you kind of similar? Where I think like in a lot of the sort of maybe like I don't know, finance, legal, tough guy world, like that's not something that's normal.
Totally.
And you want to come off as unbreakable,
right?
And 100% winner all the time. Where that's just not the reality of anything.
Well, you and I are also in the creative arts. I mean, that's kind of our profession, right? I mean, I was thinking, I had this conversation.
We make Dove commercials.
Well, I had a really interesting long conversation with somebody.
They're so beautiful.
Yesterday,
wow.
A friend from the office who is like a financial wizard, right?
Oh, and he just,
he's a fucking genius with finances. We're talking kind of an in-depth
discussion.
He gets
looked down upon, right? Because he's a 1% banker.
But he's not, I mean, he's not a banker. He just is like, he just knows how to work finances and knows what's good. And kind of like, we were talking about saving and a lot of that kind of shit that I like have tried to be decently good at. But I've also, like in the discussion, I remember thinking, you know what? I don't know if I'm the kind of person who commits my life to a 65-year-old retirement plan, right?
Right.
Part of the reason, because I'm just, if you're a kind of person, you like want to be doing certain things. You're interested in things beyond kind of that very traditional Reagan-esque plan for how to live a life, right?
Isn't that true? Like when you think about that, some people are like, they're looking forward to that and planning ahead for that time when you're an old fart and you can just like quit your job and play golf.
Well, you know, I had that revelation when my dad was sick, right? Yeah. When my dad kind of got sick at like, 55 or whatever and passed away at 58 or 59. And it was like one of those things where I just kind of realized, I was like, you know, there is a legitimate chance that I'm not going to make it to 65 anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put all that shit off. But that the reason we're talking about that is because I think that, in my opinion, with a lot of these people on the red pill or whatever, they just lack an understanding of their own personal identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I think that's a big part of it.
It's a huge part of it. So they're actively trying to figure out how to feel successful.
Or express themselves or be themselves.
You know, and I credit, I mean, my dad and my parents in general, but particularly my dad, just raised me very emotionally with tons of empathy and raised me to be like a pretty expressive person. I also grew up in like a very small town, and I'm now, you know, out in LA from where I was in West Virginia. So I don't know. I just feel like everybody has their own core understanding of the world shaped by their past, right? And for a lot of these people, like this may be a dramatic oversimplification of these people, but a lot of it seems to me like these are suburban type guys who grew up with a very, very like that scene in Fight Club where he says, you know, I was told to when I graduate high school to go to college, and I was told after graduate college I get a job, and then I was told after I get a job I get married, and I was told, you know, that kind of scene where he goes, this is how you're supposed to live a life, this is what you're supposed to do, these are the next steps, and then these people are kind of have the realization or see the world that they've been told exists around them not really work anymore or fall apart or whatever.
Yeah.
And they go, what's the answer?
Or they
now?
Just feel empty, right? Or whatever. They're not satisfied, which
they
nobody
feel
ever
empty,
is.
Or they nobody ever is, but they feel empty, or they go, why can't it be like I was told it was supposed to be? Feminists are screwing everything up. right?
Yeah, they look for the blame and they become the victim.
Exactly.
So yeah. Right now, it's if women are popular, that means they've taken my spot.
Yeah, but I also attribute a lot of this to just really intense competitivism and just the way, you know, people look at women like they look at their opposing team, right? Mm-hmm. And they, when they feel like they've gotten the lead, they go, well, I'm going to take the lead back, right? Yeah. And I think a lot of the people here view the feminist movement like that, where, I mean, there, and granted, again, like you said it right earlier, Dog, but it was like, there are a lot of people on both sides that I don't think are representative of the way I personally would like to see that movement happen, right? Mm-hmm. And that also means men's rights. I mean, I think that mm-hmm. there is certain validity to men's rights.
I do too. No question,
right? I think it's very important that men feel like white men, multi-ethnic men, it doesn't fucking matter. They feel like they legitimately have a place and can feel pride about who they are as a person because everybody deserves that,
and
right?
It really goes back to white thinking pride. About boys. Right, like, white think pride. About like little boys. It's like totally. Society implants this moral self-doubt in boys.
Totally.
It's like, you know, like evil and lust lurks in like men's hearts.
Right, right,
like,
right.
Protect
totally.
Yourself from men, ladies. Like, I totally. Think of like a little boy looking for, you know, looking to like become something or grow up and like just, you know, he's not affected by like sexual politics at this point, and he's being told like,
exactly.
I'm not a good person.
Exactly. And I think that is the core of all of this. I think a lot of the people on that we've seen kind of in these movements, be it something like the Donald or like the Red Pill, mm-hmm. these are people of the internet.
Yeah.
Like they grew up in a time where a lot of the dastardly deeds that have made, you know, that have made it hard for like once upon a time, you would just run around in your neighborhood and be like, fuck it, I'm out. And your parents would be like, I don't know where he is. Who cares? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like now it's just like if you leave the yard, you can get taken away from your parents for child protection services, right?
Yeah.
And I think all of that is because of the a lot of perpetuated myths about the evils of men.
Mom's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but
Mom book.
But so I think because of that, and not only because of that, but I think some of that is men kind of being told that they have this inherent evil, mm-hmm. and boys for that matter,
yeah,
and that they're gonna grow up to be a problem, right? And you know, there is also
that really what's happening.
I think that's part of it. I think, but I also think there's
it's probably like less explicit, but yeah, I think it's yeah. like it's a implication when you're growing up as a boy, like it,
right?
Like
right.
in this kind of like, I don't know, if you look at, sorry to interrupt, but I'm thinking like, look at the incarceration rates between men and women. Like,
right.
Yes, men commit more crime, like violent crime, but
because we're tough as shit.
If you got a man who like killed a baby and a woman who killed a baby, you're probably gonna see like the man is getting a harsher sentence.
Right.
The woman maybe goes to the mental hospital. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
there are some disparities with that, but another one is like how overwhelmingly the courts favor the mother in custody.
Exactly.
And
that's something you see on a lot of the Red Pill, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you'll see, and this is actually, when I was researching this, I saw on that Pussy Past Denied one as well, where it was another really interesting example. There's an article in the Daily Mail recently. I wonder if I could bring it up, actually.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of those things where you kind of look at it and you go, man, is this person just the greatest troll of all time? but it was about, let me pull it up. Sorry for a moment. Man, people hate Amy Schumer in this circle too.
Yeah.
I don't know why. All right, so here we go. So this is an article on in Daily Mail.
She talks about fucking everybody all the time, and then these guys are like, why can't I talk about fucking everybody all the time?
Well, I think...
Why is it a double standard?
I think that... I think that's true. I think... And because, yeah, again...
She's
it's
so
like
graphic and crude, and I'm like, if a guy stand-up said the same things, it'd be like... Can you believe what he said?
Right.
It's a fine line, and I'm just kind of confused by it sometimes.
I mean,
what can you say and what can't you say?
Exactly. I mean,
that's a lot of this.
That is the core thing. I think part of the core thing is like a lot of these dudes, mm-hmm. again, have grown up without seeing. All they see is somebody like Amy Schumer being the most important celebrity of the time. I mean, think if you're 21, right? Amy Schumer has been a legitimate celebrity for the last 5 years. Maybe. Yeah. So you...
And she's been like the tip of the spear for the woman's rights voice.
Right. And so exactly.
And
so
on
she's
the
been
flip side, the men have to be... Could never say that and have to be silenced because of it. So it's like...
Exactly. Right.
Well, it's, which is it?
And, exactly.
And I think the reality is nobody gives a fuck, really.
Right.
I think if a guy says a joke like that... Who gives a fuck? If a girl says a joke like that, who gives a fuck?
I think, I mean, but like,
I don't think it really matters.
I mean, I don't think it should matter, but I think it does.
I think
that's
people
why
on whatever issue, right? article you're about to read right. make it matter.
Right, exactly.
But it's not, and they're just getting paid to fucking like create drama. But who gives a shit?
Well, but they're doing it because they know there's a dramatic opportunity there. And I think that's the
Yeah, that's
the
a troll.
Problem.
That's trolling.
Well, yeah. But
everything on the internet right now is a troll.
Yeah, it's trolling, but it's also, they're...
But do people care?
They're people care because they're told to care.
Does the guy that's like going to work or girl or somebody who's just like living their life, like doing their thing, do they really give a fuck?
I mean, they shouldn't, but I think that we just are in a time where people
definitely.
Anyway, so this is the article. So agony
of being caring, but also this is my new phrase I came up with the other day, and I haven't had a chance to air it out. It's like it's just called care, but don't care.
Okay.
And the first care is like empathy, and the second care is who gives a shit.
Oh, yeah. play on words.
Care but don't care.
That's
so
a
it's
great
like
motto.
Care but don't care about shit that's like not important either. Yeah. Like don't get all worked up about.
Well, that's
some bullshit on the internet.
I know.
Did
I
you
know.
Hear what someone said?
You should
I don't
get
care.
That tattooed to I'm your back, to your lower back.
To my lower back.
That is
your,
a great thing to
your
get
lower
tattooed
thighs.
And remember forever.
I think I came up with a t-shirt I could sell on Venice Beach.
Or you could do the cool thing like right above your knees, like care.
Oh, and then when I uncross my leg.
But don't care. You can cross it. You can like mix it up. That's really awesome.
And then the other side is going to say, don't care, but care.
Yeah.
And you cross your knees the other way.
That's actually beautiful too.
That's awesome.
And people
beautiful.
Are going to go like, what does that mean? And you go,
And then cross your legs the other way. And you're like, care, but don't care.
Sorry, my leg fell asleep. This is how it's actually supposed to be.
It says don't care. So stop asking questions.
Exactly. Okay?
All right. So this is this article that I keep bringing up. So agony of being a 50-50 mom. Women once held the upper hand in custody battles. Now fathers are winning equal access.
Holy
mothers are struggling to cope, right?
Oh, boy.
Nicole Hewitt, 42, an office manager from Kingsley, Surrey, faces a trauma of being without her children, Devin, 10, and Sonny, 8, every weekend, right? Imagine, then, the agonizing pain of being privy to your child's life for only half the time. The milestones missed, the lost custody or lost cuddles before bedtime. The long nights spent if they're sleeping sweetly or crying out for mom. Right? So this is why I was like, is this a really good troll?
Because, was just thinking that. I'm like, is this satire?
Yeah, because it's like one of those things.
You're describing the typical man's experience
with
custody battles.
Right, exactly. And that's one of those things where you go, okay, so this is a real thing, right? And so Pussy Pass denied, and I'm going to be very clear about this. This is like, I'm not... I'm not endorsing this because I think some of these are like the red pill, right? I know there's an element of it that I think people collectively go, yeah, that's not good behavior, right?
Yeah.
And that was probably founded on that where, again, these people are like, hey, there is a disproportionate of false rape accusations and women making a lot of money on it. It seems like maybe there's a burgeoning cottage industry for this. That's fucked up. I'm going to make a subreddit about it, right?
Yeah.
And everybody kind of, I think everybody in this room at least would be like, yeah, that seems like a legitimate bad thing, right?
Yeah, totally.
And then it kind of spirals. But this whole page is kind of dedicated to situations where people have been, like women in particular, and feminists in particular, have been hyper-aggressive about their intentions to fuck over people solely because of gender. And it getting thrown back in their face, right?
Yeah, like the bad one. It's the same. Yeah.
It's the bad ones, right?
Bad
this is essentially highlighting the bad ones, right? So this is. I mean, there's another one on here that's like
cheating. Shouldn't the court cases be judged? Like
you'd think so.
Aren't the judges? Right. Isn't the judge's job to be present in the specific situation that?
Yeah.
How can you say like it's for men or for women?
I mean, judges are people, man. I mean,
their job is to listen.
Their job is to judge, right? I know.
So
based on like
they're
the
people that their specific job is to do that,
right? Right.
Based on the circumstance.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's
how could you say women have
like
more of a right
else.
Or men have more of a right?
Well, I think the point here is a lot more.
I just don't understand.
I know it's
because they're judges. It's really because they're judges. Like,
well, but I think the point. I think that okay. So we're talking about custody as like the example. I'm sure, right?
Yeah, custody. Yeah.
Custody specifically. So I think the narrative again is that women and mothers in particular have been the person who takes custody because the men have been the problem makers, right?
And because there's this bias that people have that like. Mothers are closer to the
right,
children.
Right, right, right. So I think part of what we're seeing
they are.
Now,
in some ways, totally.
Well, sometimes, but
when they're little, I mean,
but
well,
I think
but
they're judged
are,
by fewer.
But
like,
this is my point. Like the judge should judge each situation.
Right,
he should.
Right.
You're not doing a blanket right. judgment. It's
no.
like every. That's why you have a court time right. at 10:30 is because like it's this case.
Yeah,
right.
But
and then there's another. Case.
This is a really good post about that. Actually,
yeah, I think you brought up this the other day
because this one is like so. This guy is basically like so. You got a stranger pregnant. What do you do? So he was like,
move to Alaska.
Move to Alaska. So he said, the first conversation, my daughter's mom calls me early in the morning, tells me she's pregnant, asks me what she should do. And it's at that very moment that he was like, I need to play this completely by the books. Because this is a situation that she could easily, even if she's a fucking drug addict, get custody of if he leaves a trail of questionable behavior, like, you should get an abortion. Like, that's going to be brought up in the custody hearing eventually. So he was like, immediately, he's like, I would never try to convince her to get an abortion. Don't even go there, guys. Like, don't say it. Give her as little ammunition as possible for when, you know, it comes down the line that maybe she's going to get bitter, you guys aren't together, and she's going to ask for a lot of child support or, you know, things like that. So I think this guy is explaining a situation that, yeah, judges should be impartial and they should judge based on the evidence in front of them and the people in front of them. But the problem is that some of them don't. And some of them look at and they're like, well, kids should be with their mom. Right. So this guy was like, week one after
if,
you find out.
If the mom is a good option and the dad isn't. Like, there's.
No, I know.
Because the situations are different.
Yeah, right. That's the right thing. But I think if even if there's a guy with a better situation and a mom with a worse situation.
That's like men should be with women. I mean, you.
No, I agree. I think that judges sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at everybody who's.
I mean,
done.
Judges are. Yeah, judges are fucking people,
yeah.
man.
Yeah,
like
there
they,
might be like a really good guy and a mom comes in with like one tit out and like clearly high. And,
right.
And he'll be like, kids should be with their mothers. Yeah, and you're right. Like, what the fuck?
I know.
And I think traditionally courts
do that.
Lean in that direction. But my whole thing is like, your job is to judge situations specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why would you ever use a stereotype to influence your overall decision making?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's so crazy.
It's the one place where you're supposed to.
Right? Like even like by the definition of your career,
right.
you're supposed to be judging.
And you can't be like, don't judge. Because in this situation.
I mean, this is, man,
it's
this
ridiculous.
Fucking, this site is, this.
This is
you said
so
something earlier, it's your dad, about. Suburban guys feeling lost and like using this site and finding the community and specifically the suburban guy thing. I was like, yeah, I don't know. We live in LA, Los Angeles, Southern California, West Coast. What up? but there's a version of that guy that's here that's cool too. Like,
totally.
There's the guy that he's bought all the right clothes. He's got the right haircut that's like cool and trendy. He's got the right trunk club leather jacket. And it's not working out for him either. He's got the cool car.
Right.
He's like hipster. He's underground. Mm-hmm. He's got the right tattoos. And he's doing all of that to fit in and get that answer, but it's still not working out. So he's on this site too.
Totally.
It's not like a group of squares.
No.
It's really, because there's an enlightened dude in the strip mall in Ohio that's comfortable with himself.
Totally.
Yeah.
Who doesn't give a fuck about any of this.
Totally.
And then there's the guy in LA who looks like he's fucking rad and drives a Harley. And
totally.
He's ripped.
And he's ripped.
Veiny arms.
And he's just got all the answers. But he's also on the site at night alone. He's like, how can I talk to women?
Right.
Yeah. It's like, well, because yeah. the things he did that he thinks are going to solve his problems didn't solve his
problems. Or, you know, you're lonely. I mean, I think a lot of people put a lot of unnecessary weight on getting into relationships and getting into sexual relationships in particular. I mean, this is actually a good question. We should do a little round table on and try to address this. Like,
ooh. How?
You're married, Frida. Right? Have a kid, allegedly.
Technically.
I've had a long-term girlfriend for a while, right?
I've been long-term single.
You have Trevor.
That's why I
right?
subscribed to yeah. the red pill.
is accepting
applications.
How have you gotten in your best, longest-term, current relationship or whatever, right? Which is a good question, because I think...
How,
right? Like, how did it happen?
I met through a friend. I mean, that was like the initial introduction was like at a social gathering, friend of a friend.
But that though is like something that I feel like the people here.
I got invited to a thing,
right?
Yeah. You mean I had? No, it's a good point. Like, if you have friends,
right,
you're going to meet other friends through their friends,
yeah. Right.
And then now you have a social group, is what it's
right.
called,
mm-hmm. right.
And that's. I think where a lot of relationships probably start
100%
is like 100%. The only reason you're hanging out together is because you're relatively like-minded.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're in some kind of industry that's lends itself to like hanging out in this under the same roof.
Right.
And so when you do meet some of those people, you're like, yeah, we're pretty similar. Like
right.
this could work. And then you don't break up because you just every week, it's like you continue to stay together until you've strung together years.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's kind of it.
Down
there's
to
no
confidence
plan
because like, to become social, this is a red pill guy. He's so right. He's like, to become social, you have to stop thinking in terms of taking and start thinking in terms of giving.
Totally.
So you should start thinking in terms of how can this person benefit from interacting with me? And not in a selfish
right.
way, more so like, what do I have to offer this person?
Totally.
What do I have to give? Friendship, good cheer, the D? How can I make their lives more awesome?
Yeah, maybe I'm
right.
giving the D.
Yeah,
right.
But it's like a way that like, instead
I like how he threw in the D.
The D?
He's like emotional support.
When you start looking
laughs,
at it that way though,
the D?
You're not approaching another person feeling insecure or shy.
Right.
It's like,
we're feeling like you want to be
out.
Dating. So, like
yeah.
that's the thing I think a lot of people go in saying, well, I want to be dating someone, or I want a mate, or I want to like, I want to start a family.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's a fucking terrible way to start a friendship with somebody,
totally.
Right? Like,
unless you meet the other person that wants to do it.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's kind
perfect.
Of, to a degree, the point of online dating, I think, is you have a whole network, and I've never online dated either, thankfully, or I don't, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Not your thing.
Well, no, I mean, like, I've been with Christina for fucking ages.
Before online dating was a thing.
Yeah, we never really had a reason. But you know, if I were to online date, you go in with very specific like-minded goals in theory,
yeah,
right?
Like
in your fucking profile, it could be like, do you want to have a family? Yeah, I would love to have a family someday, right?
Yeah, and just
and
by
then
your
if the
very
other person
nature
says that, right.
of like meeting on that,
right.
means that you're both like, I want to be in a relationship.
Exactly.
And it's like,
exactly. Right.
Wow. You put your cards on the table.
But I just don't, it just, to me, that every good relationship I've ever had, both with somebody in a platonic way, like mm-hmm. male, female, whatever, or in a romantic, sexual way, has exclusively happened because I was just like, hey, what's up? I'm your dad. I'm just hanging out, right?
I'm your dad.
I'm your dad.
But you know, I've never gone into it with any ulterior motives. I've
yeah.
never ever gone into a relationship with a desire to have a relationship. And we even see this manifest in our industries, like Frida.
Yeah,
I never have.
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
Because I think you like even the very nature of this podcast, right? Like you and I met. We're both writers. We're both in the comedy world, subcapacity, doing whatever. But we didn't meet under the circumstance of you're a writer, I'm a writer, let's together, right?
Yeah.
Like we just fucking met and then we're just like, oh, like-minded interests, great, right?
Yeah.
And that's how this friendship and that's how this podcast happened, right? Or whatever, versus it being like, hey, my buddy's a writer, you guys should talk about writing.
Yeah.
And then it
Become
starts
partners.
Under this very specific circumstance that doesn't feel natural and doesn't mm-hmm. grow into like a
Yeah, and organic and thing. You know, yeah, I don't know. Exactly. And you probably are good at this, I would assume. And you probably get set up with a lot of those. They're work meetings, essentially.
Right, tons of them.
I get set up with them all the time. It's like you meet this person, like you guys potentially work together, but I never talk about work.
Right,
exactly. Not in the beginning. Like you talk about something else.
Right, exactly.
That's which you and I can all, we can all do here for right. hours.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
yeah,
literally.
Yeah. Right. So there's this thing
38 hours
on the internet. Yeah. But yeah, it's talking about something that, and then getting, you know, building a relationship from just being able to hang out
totally.
First, and totally. Then you talk about kids.
Right.
After the first hour, you start talking about breeding.
Yeah. So guys, for all you red pillars out there, this is part of the rule book. Oh. Spend 42 minutes talking about something like dicks out for Harambe.
Yeah.
That's right. A good way to start.
We'll fucking
then,
get
when you get to
pussy.
The 1 hour mark, talk about babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Just be yeah. very clear on the upfront that you want to have sex with the person you're talking to. Yeah. It's really important.
So, yeah. the responses to this guy that was just like, be confident,
right.
think about what you have to offer this person. Like,
right.
don't sit there and be this like passive, like, go ahead, impress me. Like, go into it and like, you know, offer something up about yourself to see like if it meshes.
You know,
this guy is like, he's like, very well said. Like, I was never able to put into words like this. It's great. And it's so much better than these shitty pickup artists, like fake it till you make it advice. And this right. guy's like, I agree that we shouldn't just be saying go lift. But lifting is good because it can help take your interactions to the next level. If you're talking to a woman you just met, let's face it, she probably won't be hanging on your every word. If you give her something to look at when her gaze leaves yours, veiny arms, broad shoulders, clear skin, fresh haircut, she'll size you up. If not, who knows what she'll be looking at when she's not looking directly Dude. Into your
and if,
eyes.
Look, if that works for yeah. a woman, then they're perfect for each other, right?
Yeah.
Right,
like,
totally. Exactly.
There are bimbo chicks for bimbo dudes.
Exactly. Like,
totally.
And I've been on those dates with a girl where I'm like, all this cool, like I'm like, what I'm saying is good stuff right now.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is funny.
Listening.
It's interesting. She's like, I don't get it. I don't right. care. I don't want to be here. Your shoulders aren't broad enough.
Why
for me.
Are you right. covered up?
Where are your veins?
I've
I can't
never,
even see any veins.
Why did you wear a tank top on this thing?
Yeah, so what it goes all directions. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this girl probably isn't right for me. moving on. But we could totally have sex.
Yeah.
Right?
I know what you're saying, but I think just girls really need to see a broad shoulder.
I think we should totally gild this guy.
That's why I always wear.
I think we should gild
this guy. I always wear shorts on dates so they can see my calves.
I mean, his name is Danny D'Amata. That's his username.
God.
Like, even that's Italian's a bad rap.
Danny, I fucking love this guy. He's like, I get swolested by strangers, and I don't even wear stylish or form-fitting clothing. So he's actually wise, but he's also like a kind of bro. He's like, go lift is lazy advice, sure, but it's also helpful.
I mean,
I love this guy.
You know what? That's,
he's
again,
he's owning
like,
his thing.
It's
though.
One of those mm-hmm. things where you go, hey, listen, man, if that's your asset, then fucking cool, dude.
Work
I mean,
it.
there are chicks that you see that's, like dudes who you just go, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it goes, I love it's, it.
Totally.
You're
that's
right,
the it's thing. Just, like, it's not all men right. or all women. It's like, there's fucking assholes all
but
over
that's,
the place.
And that is egalitarianism. Like, that is the thing that I think is ultimately missing from all of this, right? Mm-hmm. And this is, maybe it's just because I've
Which
done
is
too
why...
many psychedelics, but I just look at this.
I'm on psychedelics right now.
I'm on psychedelics right now. But we're looking, you know, this is a, all of this shit is about egalitarianism, right? Like, the feminist movement, it goes wrong when it stops being about equality and starts being about women first,
yep.
right? I fucking hate the future is female shirts and shit like that because I go, that's not the point, right?
Right.
The point is that everybody is fucking equal, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are, the feminist movement
it's
is
like
making,
yeah.
making right. people aware that females have not been equal to their male counterparts for a long time.
Equality for everyone,
right.
except we're better than you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
wait,
like
what?
That's where it goes fucking wrong. When you go, yeah. I can't wait for every CEO to be female. You go, I can, because
yeah.
it's going to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, it should
right?
be fucking equal.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just all be like, it should be based on merit and nobody should be held back because of their race, their gender,
totally.
Their sexuality.
Totally. And I, that's all I want, right? And I think that it's the same thing here where you see that all the dudes are like, there are douchebags,
yeah.
right? But there are also douchebag chicks. And
yeah.
as soon as we go, that's fine. Maybe you guys can date. then that's fine.
There
right?
doesn't need to be tension between the non-douchebag women and the douchebag men.
Totally.
They
totally.
Shouldn't even be interacting, really.
Like, I saw. Totally. I was at the airport the other day, and I saw like this guy, Danny D'Amato, basically.
Right.
And like, that dude's like, you see the guy, like, he lifts, like, he really into it. Mm-hmm. And then the girl walks right past him who's with him, right. and she looks exactly the same. She's right. got on, like, super tight leggings and like one of those t-shirts with the shoulders cut out, and like right. her shoulders were broad and ripped. Totally. And I'm like,
and
oh,
Janie.
I'm so happy they're together.
Yeah.
You know, like, I couldn't date her
right.
because I don't, I just
yeah.
don't lift.
She right. like, a super buff dude right now, he would not be into me. I'm super lazy. Like, right.
it'd be weird if
super lazy.
If you brought your boyfriend over one day and he was like roided out jack
yeah,
guy, I'd be
like, "This is my boyfriend.
What do you guys? What right. do you guys do together? What? Like, yeah. he's in the gym 6 hours a day.
What if I just started getting buffer and buffer every week?
I mean, that'd be cool. I'm down.
And
with
I'm
it.
Like broader. Like, I'd start turning into an upside down triangle. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Right now, you're just a regular triangle.
Now, right now, I'm just a bottom up triangle. Tiny
isosceles,
big ass. So. Legs and butt thighs.
That's not true. Boobs.
Danny,
who's your ideal mate, boobs?
Danny D'Amato.
Danny
D'Amato.
Danny D'Amato.
Listen, on a serious tip, do you kind of, are you sort of turned on by how like upfront and forward he is about himself? You're kind of like, that's sort
yes.
of a quality, right?
I really like people who are.
I'm turned on by Danny.
I like people
shoulders
who are just
sound
like,
amazing.
This is me. This is what I'm into. I'm not a bad person, and I'm not just, right. judging people who aren't into it. It's like, I just like people who are confident
right.
in themselves. Like, just
totally.
And not in a fake way that's like, you know, like,
right.
I'm really confident and like, I know I can get ass. It's nothing. It's not that. That's not interesting. It's more people who just have a natural comfort with themselves
right.
and they can talk to anybody and they're just like, you know,
yeah.
like easygoing and fun.
I mean,
like Danny.
There are actually people like this Danny D'Amato guy.
Yeah.
Danny D'Amato.
I really hope that this is just a caricature he's made for himself.
It doesn't
actually
sound like it.
He's actually like a fucking librarian at a public school or something.
I'm going to tell you guys more about him, but finish
okay.
your thought.
So, but I think everybody has had a friend like that where they are so dissimilar to anything else you are,
mm-hmm.
but they're so quirky with their really normal traits that they just become incredibly endearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like I know a couple people like this. Like, there's this guy named Joey Lindemood. Shout out Joey
Lind.
I was in a play. I was in Bye Bye Birdie or something like that, right? Like community theater, and I was just always acting.
What
like,
a loser,
I know,
dude.
Totally. But I was like a drama nerd, but it was like also an athlete or whatever.
I would have pantsed you so hard.
This guy named Joey Lindemood was like the star football player of a local school.
Yeah.
And he was like the biggest, most buffoonish jock imaginable. But he was so down with these fucking plays and shit.
I love it.
And it was just one of those things where you were just like, what? I don't understand how you ended up here.
Yeah.
But it was just because he was just so unabashedly okay with who mm-hmm. he was. He was just into
curious
it,
about
right?
trying things, and he didn't care what people thought, and that's a nice quality.
Exactly. His nickname was Joey the Body, is what we called him.
Joey the Body.
Joey the Body.
That's such a cool nickname for when you're 15.
I know, exactly.
I mean, what?
Exactly. So it was one of those things where, like, you know, this Danny D'Amato guy,
yeah,
like, in what I would love out of Danny D'Amato is if he, like, you're like, Danny lifts. That's what he does. He totally lifts. And then one day you come home and he's reading The Secret.
You know,
and you're
what?
Like, what are you? Are you a reader?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I love reading. Yeah. I do read 3 books a week.
That's right.
And you go,
spooky. Ben.
I fucking love
I mean,
this
Dad.
Guy. Right.
That's spooky because that's who Danny D'Amato is.
Oh,
really? Oh, really?
Well,
yes.
First of all, wait a minute. Your example is exactly who Danny D'Amato is, because whoever reads The Secret lifts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Because they go hand in hand.
Is like the physical embodiment of The Secret.
That's true. Yes, because every terrible gym has a stack of The Secrets in the bookshelf.
Totally.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So here's a little
Danny's
info about Danny. So I came from a disadvantaged background. Yet it was I was one of the smartest in my grade, but I relied on those smarts too much and on my physique fitness too little, to where I neglected my own physical health in favor of trying to win favor, praise, etc., for my smarts. So it was like an unbalanced
right.
to him. So when it came time to pick women, I naturally went after the ones I was most mentally attracted to. Yeah, you read that right. Mentally attracted to.
Wow.
Boombastics and fatties.
Having said all that, it's made a huge, quote, inner difference for me to be treated differently, not based on my inner game, but outer. And like this, Danny's open about it. He's like, right. Women don't know about your degrees. They can't hear your celebrity impressions when you walk past them. Can't be negged from 15 feet away in a loud, crowded gym. But they do stare. They do come post up in front of me while I'm benching to do one-arm dumbbell rows with their ass facing me.
Fuck yeah.
Six open benches, but they have to use that one, right?
Yeah, Danny.
Never happened before when I was a skinny, fat dork wearing white t-shirts to the gym. Confidence is good. Confirmation is better. Trust but verify, as Reagan put it.
I'm going to the gym, dude.
As Reagan put it?
Yeah. He sometimes goes on the Donald, like,
all right, whatever.
I'm not going to talk about that. I don't
care.
What?
I'm getting a gym membership. I'm getting a gym membership. That's it. I'm getting the secret.
Yeah.
this guy's inspirational.
He's great.
I mean, but you
know,
again,
very active on world news. Like
there are douchebags on both sides of the aisle, and it's very easy to forget in our current society, in our current kind of squabbles, that there are cool dudes who you would totally get along with, dudes and ladies, that are on the fucking Donald, into all this shit. Like, there are people that you are like, hey, who's your favorite celebrity? They're like, Milo. Like, if you take a fucking second and you go, cool, tell me more about you, right?
Then you might find out as long as you're cool, right?
Yeah.
If you're willing to engage in like a decent conversation,
right,
I probably will like you. And same, I don't really care what you're going to say.
Totally.
What I like is the conversation part.
Totally.
And I'm like, that's a person that I can sit with for 45 minutes.
Totally.
My old lady's always like, what are you fucking talking about all day? I'm like, whatever, all of it.
Yeah, totally.
All of it. I can keep going.
Yeah, Christina does that too with me.
She's like, just talk. I'm like, well, yeah, it's interesting. That's like what I like to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really care about clothes. I like cotton t-shirts. Totally.
Yeah.
And that's about it. I'm like a cotton t-shirt and pants guy.
Right.
Call me crazy.
I mean, we're all kind of the skinny fat versions of Danny D'Amata.
Right.
And Danny D'Amata's the better
version. That's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
I'm the old Danny D'Amata, and I feel like if I just get a gym membership and start benching,
yep,
I could be the super.
Spend more time on the Donald.
In his, but you know, I just like it. That's really cool.
I don't know if I need to be getting hit on a bunch.
No, and that's
I don't really. Thing. Yeah, like, I mean,
it seems like a lot to have to be like, huh?
And like curious about people's interests, and you know your interests are interesting too. When you find someone that's curious about yours, like you can be friends with anybody.
Yeah, I mean,
in
it's also
college,
really.
I'm not a religious person at all, but there is a very evangelical Christian kid that I study abroad with. We got along so well and talked about his religion. He asked me like why I'm not religious, and it was like no judgment, and it was just easy conversation.
Don't judge.
Learned a ton.
Right.
He's a youth minister now. He would be the best youth minister.
There's probably a red pill version of this for people that follow religion too. Right? Like, because religion's been downsized, at least where we live.
Yeah.
Way downsized.
So I feel like there's people there's probably people in like liberal California that are afraid to talk about their beliefs.
Yeah.
Because
people
are like,
totally. Well, yeah. I mean, I think the part of the issue with religion sometimes is that you feel like, I mean, it's part of the doctrine that you need to bring people to the religion. So when you're talking to somebody, you're like, I'm not religious at all. And they're like, well, I'm an evangelical Christian. You're like, please don't sell me on it.
Yeah.
I get it. Just don't. I know it's part of your thing, but don't sell me on it. Right. I think this is a little different, but actually, so I've been ranting before we started recording. I was talking about the new Riza Aslan show, or maybe it was part of the recording, Believer, and the episode I watched last night on Scientology. There was actually
tune in to find out at the beginning of this episode.
But there was a point I remember he actually said a quote about like the Catholic Church and Scientology, right? Where Scientology were so eager to like ostracize everybody that's a Scientologist. Instead of just looking at the church itself, because we know the church of Scientology is kind of a fucked up place, but so is the church of so is Catholic Church, right?
Yeah.
And so I think his direct reference was like, we don't judge that old lady who's just going to church on Sunday to pray for her grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because of the bad shit that the Catholic Church does. Why do we do that for Scientologists, right?
Yeah.
Which was a really good point, really interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, again, it's like anything else. This feminism, red pill douchey guys, the Donald fucking Hillary supporters, right? They all have members that you go, oh, God, yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? But I think because the narrative of feminism right now, I think it's a little bit more socially dangerous to mm-hmm. say that about, like, again, the reference I use is like, the future is female, where it's just like, someday soon, women should be in control of everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, do it, women.
If you go,
do it.
If you go, oh, God, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's fucked up. That you kind of are setting yourself up potentially for some hostile talk, right?
Yeah.
Versus being like some dude who goes, I wish it was back to the Reagan era nuclear family where I could just like marry a wife and then she could take care of my kids and I could work all day.
Yeah.
Like it's way easier right now to tell that guy he sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, it probably shouldn't be because yeah. they're both. Neither of them are good or bad,
yeah,
right? I think they
just,
are
they like
unique.
Want different things out of life.
Yeah, they want different things, but they're also, I think we are in a time that requires a lot of intellectual conversation and critical thinking, mm-hmm. right? And nothing is absolute.
Yeah.
Even the worst things are not 100% absolute. They still yeah. require a little bit of like, hey, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always talk about this in reference to like pedophiles and shit, where you go, pedophilia is fucked up. Shouldn't we study them a little bit more instead of just being like, all right, cool, go sit in that dumpster over
right?
there. Like, let's light that on fire. You're dead now forever,
just
right?
Just kill them.
Yeah,
kill
and
them
like, I get that.
Ship them to Florida.
Ship them to Florida. One-way trip to Florida.
Yeah.
Like, and that doesn't excuse behavior, and that doesn't say that there's any place for it. But I just think that it doesn't help society.
You could say the same thing about
not think about
yeah.
why those things are happening, right?
Yeah, yeah. Make the same argument about drug users in jail. It's like there's something else going on.
Like
Nazis,
whatever, man. I mean, there's
Nazis,
a million things. Nazis, it's my people. Yeah, Nazis.
Nazis, like, it's just like a funny, everyone just like throws out Nazi.
Nazis, like, it would have been a really good nickname for somebody if it wasn't Nazi. Right?
Yeah.
No. Like, Nazi!
Hey! Like the Italian guy who's like always quick with a
yeah.
joke.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nazis here, guys.
He carries salami, like, yeah. snake. Da-douche!
Yeah.
Nazi!
But you know, I mean, that it, again, it's the same thing with any of this stuff, yeah. man. And I think that the red pill, like, there is. There's legitimacy in it. It's an interesting place. There's a lot of, and there is also, I mean, this is also kind of a, this is definitely has an element of, like a support group for people who have been really fucked over by bad women.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading one right now. This is under the rant venting section, right? And it's, I'm pregnant and you are the father is the subject line. Mm-hmm. It's like age 36, height 6.65, weight 225. He talks about his assets and then he goes.
Talk about a real stud.
Right, real stud. I predominantly date women between ages 28 and 32 at my at this time in my life, right? He's 36. In the last 2 years, I've had 3 different women claim I've impregnated them. Oh, and the twist, I got the snip at 28, 8 years ago, and I've had 4 sterile checks since. If you are at the top, they want to tie you down. One admitted lying and being pregnant to see my reaction. One received
creep.
My text explaining I was sterile and never contacted me again. One remained that's adamant that I was a father, and 2 days ago I was cleared of parental responsibility through a DNA test.
Oh
welcome
God.
To the real world, gents. Right? So this is I mean,
that's why I only sleep with ladies named Tammy from islands.
Yeah.
Who are going through menopause.
Right. Yes.
There's no chance they'll get pregnant.
Yeah.
this is
you
shout
idiot.
Out to all those Ooh. Islands cubes out there.
I love that.
But that, I mean, that's there's also
that's
a place
up,
on
man.
This
yeah.
page
I mean,
for that. I mean, there's and I've had that happen to me actually, to be completely honest.
Really?
When I was in high school, I was in this relationship with this girl who's just had real problems, like
well,
real social
just,
problems.
Just tell us what happened. Give us the facts.
And
don't be using your fancy
yeah.
adjectives, your $10 adjectives.
Well, she predictably stayed in my hometown, has like 4 kids, is just kind of not a, we went very different paths.
Do you think she has a passport?
Right? No, absolutely not. unless she went to Mexico for a mission trip or something, right? But she, yeah, when we were like, I was 17 and we split up, and then she had kind of been like, I don't know, maybe I might be pregnant, right? And I'd be like, please don't do this. God damn it, right? And
well, then, are you
and then
pregnant
afterwards? Yeah, it's like this, please don't. She was like, well, you know, I've been feeling sick lately. So it was just like that kind of weird shit, right?
That's the Zima.
Like, don't right. Even. And then, what's happening?
And then at the very end, when we had split, she told me that she had been, she fucking told me she like wished she was the whole time. And she was like trying to be, it was like.
You dodged a bullet.
Oh, dude. But it was one of those things where you go, hey, she's an objectively bad person, mm-hmm. right? She lacks empathy and has issues, right?
So, or there's fucking people in her life telling her that's how you do it.
And
like, it's confusing.
But it's also...
she's been told a story like, you got to lock him down.
Totally. I mean,
you got to get this going. And she's like...
From my hometown, that would not surprise me. Right? So that's one of those things where, you know, again, everybody needs to be empathetic to who they are mm-hmm. and who is like them around, right? Like a lot of these dudes... And again, this is part of, it's the same shit that we hear about with women, right? Where they're told, what's up with all the Disney princesses? I was never going to look like that. I don't look like those supermodels. What the fuck is going on, right?
They're cartoons.
Right. They're cartoons. Yeah. You know, like
be body
Kate Upton.
Positive.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Okay if I'm fat. Real women have curves. It starts
exactly.
to go
all
into
that
the
shit,
direction
right?
of like hating the other end of
right.
the
so
spectrum.
A lot of the dudes here have been told a narrative about, they look at like Ryan Gosling, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever, and they go...
Or Danny DeMato.
Or Danny DeVito.
But they look at Danny DeVito, and they go...
Look how well he's doing.
I'm never going to look like that. Yeah.
We're all going to look like that eventually. Just wait.
But they, you know, but I think that they see the narrative not in their favor, right? And they want to know what they can do to accommodate it. And
get into fucking Viking swords. That's my only advice.
Get into Viking swords.
Get into something.
Get into something. Speaking of, I'm going to sign up for a woodworking class soon if you want to get in.
That's so
cool. What are
you
making?
Probably safety at the first lesson.
Yeah.
Probably going to be like, all right, Dobbles, this is a sword or this aprons. Is a, yeah, this is a chainsaw.
Cool.
Don't put your hand right here.
Right? Yeah. I knew a kid
it's like 2 weeks
in,
of safety
middle
and
school
then...
who cut the tip of his thumb off with a jigsaw. I took wood shop.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. You took wood shop.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Careful.
Those things are for real dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, people need help.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I feel like we've talked a lot about a really interesting topic.
Right.
I don't know if we're winding down, but I would like to just read an excerpt from Danny DeMata's post. Carbs aren't bad. You're just an uninformed asshole.
Oh, cool. All
that's
right.
the title.
I'm looking forward to this.
First of all, he does sneak in that he can,
is this on Red Pill?
Yes. Cool. It's hit with a fitness tag.
Cool.
A fitness flare.
Cool.
Just real quick, so you guys know a little bit about Danny. He weighs under 200 pounds and can lift well above 1,300.
1,300 what?
3 lift total.
Wait,
okay.
No, obviously we don't lift.
Literally, yeah. Lifters don't tell you what they're talking about.
Okay.
They just give you a number.
I can lift 1,300 grains of sand.
It's impressive, okay? So I just want to read this one excerpt that's really fucking awesome. And just shows like how awesome this guy is. And he knows so much and he's got a poetic way of saying it.
Right.
I'm feeling a romantic.
Let me really quickly
here.
As well,
yeah.
just because we are going to guild him and he's probably going to know about this, our pod and going to listen to it. We're not making fun of you.
No.
This is in complete sincerity. We do this sometimes.
We do this.
We're fucking nerds who just get interested in shit.
Yeah.
So right now we're interested in you. You might get a sword from
us.
Don't kill your dad.
Yeah, send us the
Should
dimensions.
Should we send him a sword?
Hell yeah.
Send us the dimensions of your shoulder.
Address.
if you can put the tattoo Mississippi shoulder to shoulder, we're interested.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So just please text Dog Boobs your number and address.
In shipping address,
right.
List of your fears,
and
what you look like, front and back.
Picture of your quads.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you have a quad, a bonus.
Exactly. So here it goes. Quote, before we get into the particulars, let us consider the noble chicken. As we all know, chickens don't fly per se. They just flap their wings quickly and levitate. Science.
Whoa. Okay.
Very explosive. As a result...
Wait, they're very explosive.
Very explosive. I think this is lifting language. So
okay.
as a result,
boom, boom, boom.
Like, this is actually pretty interesting. All a result, chicken breast and wing meat is white. It's not well oxygenated. Now compare this to the chicken legs and thighs, which are dark meat, which is more fatty. Whoa. This is because they walk around on their legs all day. They aren't explosive with them. They require copious amounts of oxygen and fat. Chickens don't have red meat, but cows do. And guess what cows do? Stand around all day, getting minimal exercise. They're all red and fatty. Compare the chicken to the duck, which flies as a primary means of transportation. And what do we discover?
Dark.
Duck meat is all fatty. It all makes logical sense. They fly all the time. They're constantly doing cardio, and their muscle meat reflects it. I didn't read the whole post. I don't know how that fits into what he's talking about, but he is somehow getting to the point that carbs aren't bad. You're just an uninformed asshole.
Let me break it down. If you're going to eat somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
Start
he's like, lessons learned. Don't be stupid. Don't be dogmatic. Do your damn research.
So, Danny, you're saying that we should eat your legs?
Yeah.
Or
I think he's saying like we should eat legs, not wings. Or eat wings.
I think
not
he's,
legs.
Or he's just explaining the difference in muscle tissue based on activity. Which,
yeah,
which was interesting.
You know what sucks is this beautiful post is so fucking long and it got zero upvotes and people are bad-mouthing him in the comments. And
what are they saying?
Here we go.
Drama on the Reddit board.
We're on Danny's side clearly on this one.
Maybe there's going to be like a SJW who comes in and says. Says maybe you shouldn't be such a patriarchal narc.
So this first commenter, ultimate_failure, says, too long didn't read, go earn a nutrition degree before attempting to change your diet. Your long rambling post leaves a lot of things unexplained and states a lot of seemingly arbitrary, if not contradictory, rules.
Ooh.
And then Danny DeMott is like, such as, if they're so glaring, then it should be easy to name a few.
Oh,
okay.
Danny DeMato can handle himself both
like
in the
better?
Gym and on the red boards.
Who do you like better? Ultimate failure?
Right.
Or buff, healthy Italian Danny DeMato?
I mean, carbs are a measurement of energy.
Exactly.
He probably says it.
He's like, you got to eat carbs.
Yeah.
A keto diet is not very good for you in the long run.
Yeah.
We're getting off topic, but
guys,
Danny, we
really
like you.
Stop eating lentils, start eating hamburgers. Yeah. That's my theory about everything.
Exactly.
I had a Domino's pizza at midnight last night because I'm fucking adult.
That sounds great.
And it
what toppings?
They had like a 5-topping meal or 5-topping deal for $10.
Right on.
It's great.
Way too many toppings. I didn't need that many, but.
You know what's a really
good
topping combo?
Hey, dude.
That is something I invented in my mind.
Okay.
And have tested. It's delicious. It people are very skeptical though. Right. You get it can be flat crust, pan, whatever.
Right.
Cheese.
Okay.
Light sauce, pepperoncinis, and Philly cheese steak.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds like a
Philly
cheesesteak
pizza.
I'd try
you
a slice.
You got the peppers.
Sure it's
really good stuff.
I'd try a pan of that.
Yeah.
I eat a pan of that.
Yeah, definitely.
I would take a nibble or two on a pan.
To boobs. As a woman,
yeah.
I feel like we need some woman insight into this site, maybe from like a global POV.
Okay.
Like, are you
the single representative of the women race
now. Without you, it's your dad and I wouldn't know anything about women.
No, not a damn thing.
So
learn everything from...
You keep us anchored. We appreciate it.
So all women love video games, getting super high and watching Netflix dramas. French Netflix dramas.
No, do guys like use some of these dating talking tactics? And when they do, do you know? Or is that something that you like pick up on when you're conversing with men? Or in the back of your head, are you always like, is he like negging right now? Like...
Can we explain negging? I'm not actually sure what that means.
I think you go up and you're like, your shoes are fucking dumb.
Oh, saying negative shit to...
You want to go on a date?
Oh, I see.
So it's like making them feel bad and then you becoming the savior.
You're like, I read your script. It was pretty derivative.
Yeah.
But
let's get a coffee and talk about it.
Yeah.
Before they know it, you guys are fucksing. Yeah. I think that's at least like the goal.
Okay, negging.
Goal of a
neg. Oh, wait.
I don't like negging in general across every possible way.
You guys want to know something really secret?
Okay.
Ooh. I nagged you guys a couple weeks ago.
What? What? We got nagged.
Hold on a second.
You didn't even notice it.
The student becomes the master.
Did you remember that day I only brought us one donut because I said we were all getting fat?
Oh.
And our cholesterol wasn't so good, but I said it condescendingly like I wasn't talking about my cholesterol.
Did you notice we were a lot nicer to you that day? And we were like, do you need help with anything?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I kind of want to. Fuck dog boobs right now.
She just said come, like cut your grass.
Super high.
She just made me seem less of a guy.
I really wanted two donuts. Kind of want to do only her. Only brought me one.
Girls,
so hot.
Girls probably nag a lot too.
Yeah.
It was I wasn't consciously nagging. Yeah. But then when I was looking into this sub, I was like, you know what? That was a nag.
You totally were nagging.
Totally. Some people. Like I should come in every day and just be like, wow, cool sweatshirt. Not digging the pants though.
Cool sweatshirt, you fucking douche. I don't think that's negging. That's just being mean, dog moves.
You're getting the negging all wrong. Right. You're just becoming really mean.
Yeah. Where'd you get those shoes? Salvation Army, you poor person.
You poor fuck.
Yeah.
I know a girl who's negs. And she doesn't even know. It's like her really? Way of communicating.
Oh, yeah. I kind of know a girl like that too.
It's like, it's got to come from a place of insecurity where like, it's like the Schadenfreude effect. Like I'm going to lower you so I can be above it.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if people have done it for so many years that they just, that's how they act.
Yeah.
I think it is.
You see that a lot in like competitive industries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember, this is a Bryce
It's a way
story.
To disarm
Right.
the other person, and then now you have the advantage. Like
Bryson
all within
got
one
at
second.
Dave and Buster's.
Was that?
Bryson got negged at Dave and Buster's.
By an employee?
By a girl.
Really?
A really fun girl. I really like her, but so
I think the best way to
met him before
counteract a neg is to just start laughing.
Yeah.
And expose their neg,
Bryson
right?
Bryson was so shocked. Okay, so what happened?
We gotta talk. We gotta get Bryson in
wheel.
Here.
Bryson's my guy.
He's
I love that dude.
Wonderful. You gotta,
are we trying to do his thing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing it. So
what are we playing? You know,
it's gonna be
shout out Bryson
Google feud, Google search feud. It's
Whoa.
Like he types in a word and we have to like guess what's gonna come up in the Google search.
Is that a
like
real game fun. Or did you make that up?
I think it's made up. I don't actually
okay.
know.
I'm in. When are we doing
it's
it?
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, cool. Where does he live? Does he live somewhere weird?
He lives in Palms, like near me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys probably haven't even been there. Hold on. I'll add you to the invite that I put on my own calendar.
Sick.
Anyway, so he's at the pirate wheel.
Okay.
He's spinning it. I've already told this girl, like, yeah, Bryson's super good at the pirate wheel.
Who's this babe?
Her name's Brianna.
And are we not supposed to say babe anymore?
I
think babe's cool. I think it's a.
Yeah. I think it's like a throwback kind of fun term.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was already prepping her like Bryson's super good at this fucking pirate wheel.
Right.
He usually gets like at least 500 tickets out of it.
Whoa.
So he spins it right as she's walking up and he gets zero.
Oh,
and
what a dork.
She looks him up and down and goes, I thought this was your game.
Oh.
Whoa.
And Bryson was so shocked. His jaw dropped. And he was just like.
And then they are dating?
Yeah, well, she was dating someone else at the time, but I knew in that moment Bryson was like, who are you?
It worked.
Who do you think you are?
So insecure, I want to date with you right now.
He went home and made a shrine about her.
No, Bryson would never. But
he's not a Shriner?
No, he's not a Shriner. He's very level-headed, but I think in that moment, it's like you're put off balance that you're like, what?
Yeah, you're caught off guard.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's why you always have to be walking around like Danny D'Amato, like, mm-hmm. I'm the fucking man.
Lifting
my shoulders are 27 inches wide. I don't know if that's big or not, but they're big.
Speaking of Bryson, this is the memory that just popped up on Facebook for me. It's a picture of Bryson laying out on the beach. It's wonderful.
That's amazing.
He's a great guy, guys. Okay.
Great guy, ladies. Is
yeah,
really what
is
say.
What I am trying to say.
He's a great guy, ladies.
He's a great guy, ladies.
So for all you guys out there feeling lost and confused, come to the Red Pill to
learn about lifting.
Learn about lifting.
Learn about being confident and learn how to get 50-50 custody or full custody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or full custody.
Custody, right. Custody battle.
Custody battle.
Do you really want full custody though? Like
probably not.
Sounds like a lot of work.
What if this guy's like a super nice dad? He's like cares about his progeny and the woman is a psycho drug addict. Maybe he does want to be a full time dad.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking about like if both parents are nice.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
It's nice to have a little
damn
responsibility.
I mean, once a kid hits like 5, they start asking for toys.
Dude.
That's like I'm a single dog mom.
Yeah, how it is.
I'm a single dog mom.
That's why I was late today. I'm trying to do it all.
My dog ate 16 batteries last night. He's puking up everywhere.
I love the world we live in. This is a non sequitur, and then we're probably gonna have to close this one out. Maybe do a couple of randoms.
Yep.
A fucking guy, a Facebook friend of mine. I just saw a notification pop up on my Facebook that said from this guy, it was, "Hey, tune into Colbert Report tonight. I'm playing on the Colbert Report tonight. There's a new song with Broken Social Scene, and I'm playing it to the band." I'm just like, what? What the hell? Like, I have another friend that did that recently where I was walking on the street. This guy named John Sortland. He was a buddy from the old agency we used to work at. And I know he plays in bands. He's been playing with a couple of big ones. I was like, "Hey, dude, like, what's going on? You guys playing with any bands recently?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm with the Shins now." And I was like, what?
Oh.
Wait.
Like
what?
The?
Like the Shins? The he's Shins like, "Yeah, I'm themselves? Playing with the Shins." I'm like, okay. Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. That's
pretty freaking sweet.
Cool, man. Yeah. So, yeah, all my friends are getting famous, I guess.
That's pretty Whatever. Fucking cool.
After a while, they probably will eventually be good at what they have been trying to be good at, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works, right?
I guess. Yeah.
That's what people say. Okay, so let's close this one out, a couple of randoms. The real takeaway here, what's your guys' takeaway?
That no matter what the movement, you'll find some dicks and you'll find some people that really make you think.
My takeaway is get into sword making.
lifting.
Lifting. Sell your swords at trueswords.com.
Right.
Lift so you can pick up your sword. And
heavy.
No, I think it's just in general, it's be... you know what I just learned? A lot of broadswords are called bastard swords.
Really?
That's a two-handed sword.
Oh.
A bastard sword.
Why is it called a bastard sword?
Because I think there's just a pain in the ass to deal with.
Woo!
Whoa!
Got him.
Yeah, my takeaway is just get into things and then don't be afraid to talk about what you're thinking about as long as it's not Nazi related. Like, but
exactly.
You know, whatever's going
That's
on in your
movement, you
as long as it has nothing to do with the eradication of a
You told me
race.
To get into Nazi stuff.
Hey, Nazi! Guys, Nazi's here!
Hey, Nazi's here! Hey, you
Nazi.
Did you bring that pepperoni? Oh, sure it is. I'm Nazi!
You'll find some cool people in every movement. No, actually, I amend that statement. There are some you won't.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find a lot of level-headed, friendly Nazis out there.
Well, nope. it's listen, it's be, you know, be, get interested in things, and then be willing to talk about them, but also don't just talk, listen, and have conversations with people. And it sounds simple.
Empathy,
and it is.
Empathy is key.
Care.
Empathy is key. And
care, but
and
don't care.
Care.
Care, but don't care. It's the new the phrase. All right. We should do this. This should be a segment at the end of every show. We do a little takeaway. Like, what did you get out of this pod? Or what did you get out of this stuff?
Yeah, we should.
I feel
bad for women that are like, getting angled by guys on the site.
Yeah. I think negling is fucked up. I think negling.
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 Sounds like you're like tickling someone like
negatively.
Or it sounds like a rare Canadian goose.
Negling. That's true. Yeah, negging is fucked up across the board. I'm not really into negative energy. I think be yourself, have empathy.
Yeah, instead of neg, pause.
Yeah.
You know?
And understand that nobody is
don't
happy in
pause.
Life. Everything
That's
is fucked
t-shirt.
Up.
T-shirt.
Don't neg, pause.
Yeah.
All right, we got everything out of it. I did a random and got board game circle jerk.
That's a weird one.
It's a very weird one.
That's kind of fun.
The Greatest Generation. What is this? Slightly embarrassed readers. Welcome to The Greatest Generation. For the record, most of us aren't World War II veterans. We just like Star Trek and dick jokes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Cool.
Don't Whoa. Know what that is.
This is. I just found a good one. It's called Justice Served.
Oh, I love that one.
It's about people who like work around court systems and like the stories they tell. That's kind of interesting.
That's cool.
We might need to dive into that one day.
Bookmark that bitch.
Okay, and the last one.
I'm gonna subscribe.
This isn't a random, but this is a shout out. Let me see if I can figure out what it was. But I found one. That was all about how the Empire in Star Wars, it's like apologists for them.
Whoa.
And it's solely dedicated. I think it's called like The Empire isn't bad or
Let's
something like that.
Let's do that next week.
It's fucking great. And it literally is just a bunch of people being like, the stormtroopers are just doing their job, okay? Like, and the rebel faction, they're called rebels,
yeah,
right? They were against the majority, mm-hmm, right? If they would have stayed just in their place, none of this shit would have happened, right?
If you think about it, the Empire is kind of like the United fucking States.
It really
is. And the rebels are kind of like Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. That's honestly like the point that
okay,
they're making.
Let me see if I can... have to do that one.
Empire did nothing wrong.
Okay, we're doing
here,
that.
Here we honor those brave men that died fighting rebel scum.
That's the,
I know. It's a great,
that's
it's
a great,
really great.
A great take on the
I know.
Movie.
It's very cool. Okay, cool. So that's that. This was a good one. I really like this conversation. Red Pill is contentious, but
got heated.
Yeah, just you know, give it some consideration before you think of them as
we didn't
as
get
all
into,
like anti-sexist. Or
we didn't get into men who
douches.
Are uber feminists who hate men.
Yeah,
that's like another kind of.
Yeah,
guy.
that's pretty. It's a bummer.
Self-hatred.
I'm like, I don't know what to. I don't know where I am.
I hate our kind.
Do I have to pick? Why do I have to pick? Can I just talk to people?
It's
yeah,
a, dude.
I'd like to. I'm taking myself as a judge. Every situation that presents itself demands its own judgment, right?
Egalitarianism, man.
So, guys, when you get home, when you walk out the door, put your Judge Judy wig on,
mm-hmm, right,
and attack the day like Wapner Judy.
Yeah.
Joe Brown,
yep.
Wapner,
any of the greats.
Find yourself a bailiff that's loyal to you, just like Judy's bailiff was.
That's right. Like, look at the facts and then act accordingly.
Be as good at your job as that bailiff is to Judge Judy. He never messes up. She never gets pissed at. He's never inefficient. He's great at his job. That went off the rails.
You think they hit
he's my career inspiration.
They hit the water park for sure together.
Cool. Danny D'Amato, you're getting a guild.
Yeah, we love you.
Danny DeVito, you're hella funny.
You.
You're
all right,
also
cool.
Kidding,
this is Did You Read It? My name is It's Your Dad.
Dog boobs.
And my free date.
We'll talk next week about how the Empire did nothing wrong.
Nothing. Not one thing.
All right.